Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Slade Life Skin and Hair Podcast Special, starring Zimani Bordeaux of Slade Life LLC. She is the hairstylist owner of Slade Life, and she has extensive knowledge in hair care, beauty, skin care, all of that. And we're going to talk about all of that tonight. And one thing that makes Zimani different from many of the other hair care specialists out there is that she uses products that are 100% all natural, organic, chemical free. You see, so you all could take care of your, you know, your bodies and your health a little better because, as you know, products with the chemicals in it activates cancer cells and also contributes to the decline of your health. So Zimani has you covered. You know, she does things the healthy way. But if you, insist on doing things the traditional, using using the stuff that have the chemicals in it, Zimani has you on that too. She has everything for everybody, but she recommends you guys go the healthy way because she cares about our people, well, about the people in the world. You know, the song that you just heard during the introduction, that was Doug Fresh by K. Davis the Hitman. Yeah, K. Davis the Hitman. Oh, and the song is produced by K. his uncle, Dougie Fresh, the legendary Dougie Fresh. Kay Davis the Hitman is the nephew of Dougie Fresh, and he also rocks with the Media Blast PR and Blacktopia. He works with me as well. So every time you hear, you know, these specials, you'll be hearing from artists such as Kay Davis the Hitman and other artists that work with me. Oh, yeah, and by the way, for those who are listening, this is your first time listening, I'm Jonathan Coleman, a.k.a. Some Guy Named Jay, and I am the master of ceremonies for this evening, the moderator, the host, the announcer, and, yeah, that's who I am. But enough about me. Let's go on ahead and bring on Zimani Bordeaux. Uh-oh, I wasn't ready. Zimani.
Yo. You forgot something. You're the moderator. You're the MC. You're the referee.
The referee.
You forgot,
yeah.
Referee.
I'm the referee because, you know, I'm gonna have to say something. Somebody might get out of hand, and I might have to, you know, blow the whistle and say y'all can't. You know, that's a foul.
That's a foul. Foul ball. Yeah. Hello there. How are you?
Yes, everybody's doing well. Well, all the listeners are doing well. Yeah.
Hello, all the listeners. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for streaming. We're also going to take questions from the audience as well tonight. So if you have a question for Zimani, you can give us a call. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872. And then press 1, and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from your phone already, that means you've already dialed the number. So all you have to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on, and we'll talk to you. You can ask Zimani all the questions you want to ask, because that's what she's here. She's here to help. She's here to talk about these things with you. You know. So, Zimani, tell the listeners about yourself. Tell them about your history. Just tell them what makes you the expert. Your journey in the business. Everything. And, you know, the floor is yours, so don't feel like you have to rush to answer. Get as detailed as you want. You know, educate them. Yes, ma'am.
I love you. So, yeah, I'm Zimani Bordeaux, everybody. I actually am originally from Roosevelt, New York, you know, Public Enemy land and all that other good stuff. And I went to Long Island Beauty School in Hempstead. And that's where I really started realizing some good stuff. You know, you would see people, and we would get all different types of people in the school. And we had to deal with all different types of hair. And a lot of it is because the prices are not sky high. We're students, so we can't charge us so much, but you can't sue us if we mess up. So everybody was taking a risk. And that's where I first started playing with the different, with literally mixing products, because I didn't like they would use Alberto VO5 shampoo and conditioners, and I would find something to mix in it, because with some people's hair, it would work wonders. And then with other people's hair, their hair would start off feeling like straw, and then it would feel worse than that. So then you would, you know, do something different. Like, I even, and I might get in trouble because somebody I know might hear me, but I've even mixed mayonnaise because it worked. So that's why I'm really good at, with the herbs and the butters and the oils, the research that I also like, and it's really that it's the ability to take a negative and turn it into a positive. You understand?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. True indeed.
So
I
got out of that for a while and went corporate. I got out of it for many, many years. I didn't get back into, I quit dealing with hair around 21 because at that time I was a thicker chick than I am now, and I did not fit into the quote-unquote environment of the salons in New York. You had to, there was a type for everything. And in some places there still are. There still are places where if you don't have a certain look, you're not getting a job. But after I had my son and realized, after I had my son and I went and bought myself a hair unit because I was being cute, and I spent a whole lot of money on this hair unit only to be able to see the weft of the hair, and I thought it was a part. Honestly, when I first looked at it, that's when I realized I needed glasses too, by the way. And I was like, I had an attitude, and I had to fix that. So with me having to go through all this drama and fix all this stuff, I was just like, yo, I might as well just make my own wigs. So I really started off making wigs. And when I got into school, I got back into school because, like I said, I was home. I was a housewife at the time. I have a child with special needs. I had to have something where if the school called me and said my kid was in distress, I had to go. So I went back to school so I could get my license. I was already making wigs. I had already owned a hairline. So it only made sense for me to go back and get my license. And that's where I met this wonderful individual who is my sister from another mister. I consider her a mentor. I consider her a serious support system and one of my biggest cheerleaders. Her name is Shante Myrie. And she was my educator. And she said something that stuck. Your skin is the largest organ on your body. If you can't eat it, you ain't got no business putting it on your skin.
That's right, girl. Child.
You so you just caught me all off guard with that. So, yeah, I was, you know, I started doing research. I was Googling stuff. I was Googling stuff in class. I almost got thrown out of class. But, yeah, once something catches me, then I need to figure out what it is. So I was sitting there playing around, and I did research on the effects of brown sugar and salt and rosemary and herbs and spices. What are the effects of these herbs and spices and butters and things, what do they do for the skin? And I created my first product, which is called Shante. It is a peppermint chocolate spotty butter and scrub. And I took it to my teacher, took it to my educator. And that's where it all started. That's where everything started. It started with Empire Beauty School Concord and that class and that educator. And I've been doing it ever since. I was doing it because it was with having an autistic child, and he would get hyped up. When I would make the products, it would calm him down because he's inhaling, it's an aromatherapy. So he's taking in the smells of the chocolate, heated up with the peppermint, with the rest of the stuff, and that boy would go in a corner and go to sleep. So it would make my day. But then I also found out after I had to unfortunately get dropped, and then I went back, I got everything straight, and I went back to school, and that's when I realized that my educator was blowing that stuff up. She was literally telling people about the students that made a product that was the bomb. She loved the scrub. She loved the body butter. She loved everything about it. And I just took it from there and just ran with it.
Ah. Okay, okay. Thank you for sharing that with us, Z-Money. Yeah, I'm going to throw some claps on it.
You going to throw some claps on it? Clap it, clap it, clap it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, you know, there's so many things I want to ask you. There's so many ways we could go with this. You know, you're a self-proclaimed hair nerd. So you have a lot of knowledge on hair. Now, you also, aside from hair, you also do skincare as well, right?
So
I know you,
there's something
you sell skincare products.
Yeah, okay. Before we go into that, let me just explain that hair nerd thing. It was it was the revisit, and it was the skin part that actually got me to the nerdy thing. Doing hair comes very naturally for me. It's something that's in my family. My great aunt, God bless her, is the one that taught me how to use Marcel irons at the age of 8. And she got her license at the age of 40-something also, and 1970-something, okay? I've been doing this, and I've been around it for years. So that wasn't, it wasn't until the skin part that I was like, oh, okay, you know, because your hair was going out of your skin. So it's really the root of everything, so you can understand, is your skin. Your hair grows out of your scalp. Your scalp is skin. Your follicles are in your skin. Everything that you put on your scalp, everything you put on your skin, just like it does for your arms, your legs, your chest, and everything else, everything you put on your scalp feeds those follicles. And it feeds that hair. And that's why I call myself a nerd. It's not even a hair nerd. It's just a, let's just say, I'm just a nerd, period.
Ah, okay. Just a nerd, period. So let me ask you.
I'm just a nerd, period.
Ah, so you're a nerd in the sense of you're just very well-versed in many things, or that's why you say you're a nerd?
I'm very
like
well-versed
you just...
in a, no. I have no problem with admitting that if there is something I do not know, I will go research it. No issues with that.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes me a nerd is the simple fact that I am, it's something that keeps my attention. It is something that I am completely and utterly engrossed in when I get into it. I have no problem with doing the research on it. I have no problem with experimenting on myself with it. I have just no problems with it. It's just one of those I am so interested in that anybody says anything about hair, I am out in the street, I'll be seeing bad haircuts, I'll be seeing bad wigs, I'll be seeing bad laid wigs, I'll be seeing bad hair color. It, poof, I'm figuring out how to say, baby.
Yeah. So, okay. So, yeah, just you wanting to, that thirst for knowledge is how you ended up getting
that
just knowing about
knowledge.
All
knowledge. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Well, if anybody's streaming that has thirst for knowledge and you want to pick Z-Money's brain, you're certainly welcome to. Again, if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, you can give us a call at 929-477-3872 and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Z-Money Bordeaux. This is her special. The Slade Life Skin and Hair Podcast Special. You know, if you're streaming from your phone already, that means you've already dialed the number. So all you have to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. We'll talk about it. I also want to say, y'all stay out of my inbox. All right, y'all call into the show. I know a lot of y'all, like, people like to, hey, Jay, I've been wondering, what product should I use? Call into the show. Jay, could you ask her if... blah, blah, blah. Ma'am, call into the show. Y'all get out of my inbox. Call into the show. That's why we do this. Well, okay, let's go ahead and take this caller. Caller in the 478-221. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hi. And what kind of products do you make, Z-Money?
I make, I know who this is, I make all natural hair and skin products out of things like raw honey, turmeric, coconut oil, pumpkin, you name it, I make it. I try to figure it out. I make it work. As a matter of fact, you are one of my good clients, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
That, darling, is one of my clients for making. Yes, that she's my out-of-state client. She's my making client. I will be seeing her in July.
Definitely. So you got some great. You got some great things you want to say about Zimani, right? And Slade Life and her products.
Yes, I do. All of her products are all natural, no chemical derivatives at all. Anything, as she said, anything that you can't eat does not belong on your skin. And I'm a firm believer in that, and it works. One of my most favorite products of Zimani's is the foot soak. It's awesome. I recommend it to everybody. With good feet or bad, it's good. It's a good stuff. But good night, Zimani.
Good night,
definitely,
my love.
Caller, thank you for calling in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see if we got any more calls. Anybody else on the line? Okay. Whoever that was in the 336, just call back if you're still streaming. Like I said, we're taking the calls in order. So you're just going to have to get in the back of the line. So that's what we do. Take them in order. Again, if you're streaming from an app or a third-party web, what did you say, Zimani?
No, go ahead, finish.
Yeah, like I say, if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have that number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Zimani Bordell of Slade Life LLC. And you can also go to their website, www.slaylife, and it's life with a Y instead of an I, .net. Slaylife.net. You can purchase a product. Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Did you forget that we're having we're doing the revamping of the site? You forgot that, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did forget. But the site is still active, right? I mean, the site's still up. Just don't send anybody there yet, right, until it's revamped.
Yeah, just don't send anybody there yet. Everybody can contact Zimani Bordell on Messenger. You can catch me on direct messenger on Instagram. You can catch me. I am always on Facebook Messenger. That is the best way to catch me. That's the best way to get my attention. That's the best way to get, I am always on Facebook Messenger. That was always my backup because sometimes, having a kid with special needs and things of that nature, sometimes you can't talk on the phone.
Yes.
So Facebook Messenger, I will always answer Facebook Messenger. And let me just say something really quickly, ladies and gentlemen. I do actually have products on hand for sale as we speak. So I can take orders tonight as we speak.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Let's try to sell some product tonight.
Yes, I can do that. So let me explain to you what Ms. Brown's, the foot soak. So that's citrus-based. It has oats. It has pink Himalayan salt in it. It has other salts in it because I'm not going to go into all that good stuff. And it's got citrus in it. What that soak does is it literally takes all of the dead skin. It breaks down the dead skin and it literally rolls up and it does not come back. If you take care of your feet properly, I mean, just something as simple as when you get in the shower, hit it with a pumice stone, even if you don't do it every single time you go into the shower, because see, I've tested it, okay? It doesn't come back. You have to do some serious business, some serious stuff to get that for. You have to neglect yourself all the way around for that dead skin to come back. So if you have cracked feet and things of that nature, I've got that foot soak, and then I have, because I created it for my father, because he used to be a football player, and he used to work for as an overhead lineman, so he was always wearing those steel-toed boots. So I created the scrub and the body butter that has antimicrobial, antibacterial qualities and things of that nature, so it can complement and go with the foot soak, so you're still getting, you're getting the dead skin removed, and then you've got that antimicrobial, antibacterial, good product that you're following it up with that's also killing whatever else you may have, like fungus. It helps bring it down. Now, me, I'm not going to sit here and say that that product will automatically and unequivocally take away your foot fungus, because no. But what it does do is it does help keep it under control and keep the areas clean as possible if you're trying to get rid of them. Everybody has had a bout with it, and some people have issues with too much protein, and when they have the thick nails, some of that is keratin and protein buildup up underneath your nails. And if you use the foot soak with the scrub, the butter, and you're using an antifungal, whatever it is that you're putting up underneath there, because you do need that, then that actually really works, and it really will clear it up. It might not do much for the color, but it will get rid of, because if you got dark nails, sometimes you have to start over again. There's certain things that you have to do for that also, but it will help keep the bacteria and stuff down for people that really and truly do wear sneakers all the time, boots all the time, things like closed up shoes. But yeah, I even had someone that I would trade off product for service. So I would get my nails and toes done, and I would give her product, and she would turn around and take that product and use it on her paying clients. And she was able to upcharge her prices because my product actually worked.
Mm, nice, nice.
So if there are any professionals out there looking to work with someone who really does make homemade, very natural, all organic and stuff products, I'm your girl. I got no problem with it. We can have a conversation.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Ziwani's the person to talk to about all of this. So, again, you know, if you want to talk to her tonight about it, you know, you're welcome to do so. We know a lot of people are streaming tonight, and I understand, you know, some people working third shift and like, Jay, I can't call in, but I'm supporting, you know, I got, you know, I got the buds in and just kind of listening to y'all go at it, you know, so keep doing your thing. Yeah, I appreciate the inboxes for y'all saying that, but for the ones who have your, you know, don't have your hands tied tonight, just give us a call, you know, even if you want to say, hey, Ziwani, you know, good job, good luck. Again, if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link, and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from if you're streaming from your phone, that means you've already dialed the number, just press 1, and yeah, we'll bring you on. And I do appreciate a lot of y'all streaming, you know, when you do what these are interactive shows, so we need y'all to, you know, don't just stream and, you know, even if you, as you're washing dishes or, you know, putting the babies to sleep, if you can just pop on in, you know, because Ziwani, we definitely want to have that, you know, that human interaction. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
so,
but
you, what I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ziwani. Let's pass the mic back to you.
Is I wanted to take and, you know, just let the audience know, everyone that's listening, about what it is that I learned about simple things that you literally have in your house that you would never know would actually do some great and impressive things. So I want to start, well, I would like to start with nutmeg, something that you simply have in your house that you usually put in your eggnog or on your French toast, things of that nature. Do you know what hyperpigmentation is?
Yes, but definitely educate the audience as well.
Okay, so hyperpigmentation happens, and I know of one, and I think a lot of people may understand it this way. When you've gained weight and sometimes you see that in certain spots on a person's face, they may be a fair-skinned person, but then you'll see a dark area on their face. It looks like they kind of got bruised or something of that nature. It's hyperpigmentation and discolorization. It's a hormone. It's also a hormonal change in the body. It can be done by aging. It can be done by medication. It can occur from medication, exposure to the sun. And there's, you know, it helps with it, with the melanin that's present, and that darkens and causes dark spots. What it does is if you combine it with lemon juice, it helps even the tone of your skin. If you add that to a face mask, it helps even the tone to your skin. It also helps take off the dead skin with exfoliation. And that's just a couple of things that nutmeg does. Then we have raw honey.
Raw honey.
Yes. This is what we don't know that's in raw honey. We just know that bees make it, right? Amino acids in it. We got B vitamins, B6, thiamin, niacin, riboflavin, pentothenic acid. There's calcium, there's copper, there's iron, there's magnesium, there's manganese, there's phosphorus, there's potassium, sodium, and zinc. So what that does is, believe it or not, if you add it, it soothes. It's an antibacterial. It has antibacterial properties that help heal. It helps you heal infections, and it helps you heal wounds. So it's things like that I will put in for people with acne-prone skin that actually have those, the pock marks or sores on their face or things of that nature. That's what I would use raw honey with. So then the last one I'm going to talk about, unless somebody asks me another question, and I'll do two more. I'm going to talk about that wonderful gourd, the pumpkin.
Okay. Do tell.
Okay. Well, that's for a chemical peel.
Your chemicals did what now? What did you say?
You can use pumpkin for a chemical peel.
Ah.
You can treat oily skin with it. You can treat dry skin with it. It can have anti-aging benefits. It also helps with dark spots. It helps with acne. It also promotes hair growth. It's very good for dry hair as a conditioner. And that's pumpkin. And finally, let's talk about the other wonderful thing that most people have in their house, and that's cinnamon.
Oh, yes.
I love this stuff.
What
purifies your blood? Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, cinnamon. Cinnamon oil and cinnamon. It purifies your blood.
Yeah.
It helps improve your blood circulation. If you don't have diabetes, but you're actually DNA prone to it, it can help lower your risk. It helps in the rapid healing of wounds. It stops bleeding and aids in the healing process. It's also antimicrobial, and antimicrobial agents kill infection-causing bacteria and virus. So you take cinnamon oil mixed with jojoba, and you spread it on that affected area, and there you have it. It's going to stop the bleeding and start the healing.
Mm.
And this is all in your cabinet.
Let me get this straight. You put cinnamon on a wound, and it's better than putting peroxide.
Actually, yeah. What? Yes. Now, me personally, I'm a peroxide girl because alcohol, I always thought was cruel. It's a necessary evil because it does get dead skin. Alcohol is great to get dead skin up out of get that all out
That's
of there.
That's right,
especially,
girl.
And it's,
Child.
And it's also good for after you shave, because regardless of whatever, if you shave, if you wax, sometimes you get those nasty hair bumps. But if you go behind that with some 50 to 70% alcohol, and I wouldn't go any higher than 70% alcohol, by the way. If you use that and you put it on your skin afterwards, it kind of sort of helps with the irritation after the sting, and then you're normally where you would feel that you were getting hair bumps, you wouldn't get them. I am not ashamed to say that I'm a hairy chick. So I shave, okay? It is what it is.
Ah.
You got to do what you got to do, because some people are allergic to the wax. People can't get wax because they're allergic to it. So you hit it, you go behind it, you clean your face, you use that alcohol, and then you go about your business. So I do that first thing, get in the shower, and then you're rinsing all of the rest of it off. But it's sat on your skin enough to keep your hairs from doing the ingrown thing.
Now, let me ask you this. Speaking of allergic reactions, what do you do for what? Do you have any? What about rashes?
It depends on the rash. Everything depends on exactly what it is. That's the reason why I make them from scratch and I make them all natural. I literally talk to you. I would much rather you come visit me and we sit down, have a cup of coffee, and have a conversation. You'll sit in my chair. I will pull up my little, put you in my chair, pull out my little magnifying glass, and we will look at things while I'm asking you questions and I'm taking notes. And then after our little conversation, I'll be like, all right, cool, so give me X amount of time. And then I do my little research, and then I get back to you and I let you know what it is that I want to try. But I have to find out what medications you were on, if you were on any. I have to find out if you had a tattoo, did you have a reaction to it? I need to know everything that could possibly, so I can make sure I'm making the best choices. I have someone right now that has eczema and psoriasis, and the eczema and the psoriasis is not really that good because it depends. The person is allergic to hair, to synthetic hair, and I can understand that. It's just not really that bad for me. It just breaks out my face. But there are some people that can't use synthetic hair because it will really trip and trigger their skin to go into this scaly psoriasis and eczema situation. Okay? So I have to, when I spoke to her, I asked her, what treatment, what have you done so far? What was the doctor's diagnosis? So I can make sure that I have the correct, because it's not just one type of eczema got variations. Psoriasis has variations. There are some mild cases. There are some severe cases. So I need to know exactly what it is that the prognosis was, so I can make sure that I am not going to give this person something that's going to make them worse off than what they were when they came to me. So everything Indeed. Is all about that personal, one-on-one, truthful conversation. And yes, I said that, truthful, because some people will tell you just what they want you to know, and then all of a sudden you'll have, they'll call you and be like, well, you know what? My throat swole up and all this, like, nah. So what was it that you was taking that you didn't tell me, or what is it that you are allergic to that you either don't know you're allergic to, or you knew you were allergic to it and you didn't say anything?
Ah. Okay. Let's just throw something out there, right? What if someone was cleaning out like an attic or cleaning out a closet, and they might have got exposed to dust mites, and they say dust mites don't bite, it can trigger some things. What would you say for someone who has a rash like that?
Well, first of all, like I said, I would go and do some research on some good old dust mites and find out what the possibility is, because every organism in some shape, form, or fashion is going to irritate the human body. The free radicals in the air do that alone. So we start with that. They tell me what happened. I ask them all the normal questions, medications, because it could have been a whole reaction to the dust mite, because let's say they're taking something like lisinopril, and they were messing with and doing what they were doing, thinking everything was cool, but they didn't realize that there was something in that dust that didn't cooperate with the lisinopril. And then now you're having a reaction. So everything is about that consultation. People do not seem to realize that consultation, whether it's hair, skin, or nails, is the first and should always be the first step before you start jumping in and mixing stuff, because you can jump in and mix stuff and set somebody on fire. So you got to be careful, like with the eczema and things like that. I know nutmeg is very good for people with psoriasis and psoriasis and eczema. It's very good, but some people can't handle nutmeg. So in the case of one of my clients that has it all over, and in there, why would you want to go and give them something that may set them aflame
even
more? So you really have to be thorough with your questions and your clients. And yes, I'm going to say this throughout this whole situation. You have to be honest. We're not here to judge you. I am not here to judge you. I am not here to make you feel bad. I am not here to get your information and then be like, girl, let me tell you what. That's not what this is. This is protection for you and your skin so you can get healthy, and it's protecting me, my reputation, my business, my livelihood. So it is very important that you are quite honest and don't have any, nothing matters. Only thing that matters is there a medication that you could possibly be taking that if I mix up this stuff, that it might have an adverse effect. I don't need to give somebody something that they have to get off of a medication that's probably life-sustaining. And I don't want to give somebody something because they did not tell me the truth that's going to cause problems and may complicate their health even more.
Oh, yes, indeed. All right, well, I want to say, let's go on ahead and if you guys have any other questions, definitely call in. You know, depending on what it is, you know, I'll ask your question on the air. You can inbox me for that. But I'm just going to direct everything directly to Zimani because we're trying to get her some more business, of course. So of course, you know, if you have any questions, I'm going to just, you know, send you straight to her. But yeah, if it's a question that we all can benefit from, you know, of course, I'll read it on the air. In the meantime, if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Zimani Bordeaux of Slade Life LLC. And if you have any questions, anything, comments, you want to chop it up with her and pick her brain, you're welcome to do so. Again, that number is 929-477-3872. Yeah, 929-477-3872. And then press 1, and we'll bring you on. All right. Let's see who we have here. Caller in the 478-221, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hi. Zimani, how do you feel about color?
I love color.
Talk about color.
As a matter of fact, I have. Are you talking about hair color?
Yeah.
I have my own color line. And
really?
Semi-permanent. Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's a hair unit that I wore at one of our. You remember it, right, Jonathan? The Brandon one that I wore? That was my colors.
Nice.
And my semi-permanent colors are the base of my semi-permanent colors is conditioner. It's conditioner and pigment and other little wonderful things that I won't go into. But the important part that everyone needs to know is that the semi-permanent is conditioner based. So if you, depending on how deep you want that pigment, that's how long you leave it on. And for the colors that I did for that branding unit, I literally colored them in aluminum and processed them overnight.
Okay.
I love color. Oh, while I'm thinking about it, I also, like I said, I have permanent and semi-permanent. Ammonia-free.
Ammonia-free. 100% ammonia-free.
Okay, that is that ammonia is one of those, back in the days when they first came out with color, it was one of the most wonderful discovery in the free world, but it's not healthy for your hair. It knocks you out when you use it to clean your house. You know what I'm saying? So to turn around and put it in your hair is just like, But this is ammonia-free with the pigment and the pigment of my permanent color. They are very, very, very rich, very deep, and they don't run. So you won't go to sleep. It has to grow out. You can't rinse it out. The semi-permanent, that will rinse out, but it will come out in a shampoo. It's not like one of those situations where you lay down on a pillow, wake up, and you got a whole bunch of color on your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you see some things, darling. You see some things in this world here. Wake up in the morning and you thought you was a redhead. You were until you laid on one spot on the pillow. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you guys want the real deal, definitely hit up Zimani Bordeaux. She don't have the jack leg hair coloring stuff. She has the official.
Yeah, we ain't got that
stuff that's not
going to
bleed down your back when you put in your hair.
Your hair can get wet, folks. I promise it can get wet.
Oh, yeah. So if you don't want to be
a whole different time.
Oh yeah. So if you don't want to be a human ink pen, you know, and you know, you make sure you're straight.
I love you, that guy named Jay. Some guy named Jay.
Yeah.
You my homie, for real. I love it. But yeah, that color thing, I actually have some of those too. I actually have some color on hand. I don't have the semi-permanent ones, but I do have permanent color on hand. But see, that's the difference between me and other people. Professional products were created for the use of those who have the education, the knowledge to use them correctly. It is not meant to be used by consumers who may overprocess their hair. That's why Slay's Hair, there are certain products that I will sell, and I'm still iffy about whether or not, even though it's simply conditioner and it's conditioner and pigment, I'm kind of iffy about whether or not I want to do that with the semi-permanent. I might end up doing it with all my fantasy colors because they're fantasy colors and it's conditioner. But things like my keratin treatment, if you don't have a license, you can't get it. My permanent color, if you don't have a license, you can't get it. Now, shampoos, conditioners, hair masks, in certain sizes, in 8-ounce sizes, yes. Anything over 8 ounces becomes professional.
Ah.
It does two things. Understand how it works. It does two things. What it does is, first of all, it keeps the continuity of my product. Because sometimes sometimes I'm trying to think of the proper way to say this. But sometimes, yeah, I'm not trying to offend anybody. Sometimes when you go and you take a professional product and you take that product and you take it out of the professional hands where it's only professional products and then you make it into a consumer product, what some of these big companies are doing is somehow that product, the ingredients, that formula is changed, is altered. It's not as strong as what we get as professionals. And I noticed that right off the bat being in school. Working with professional products because I could, and then going to a store and buying something that I know I just used in school, but I'm not getting the same effect that I got in school. That's because I bought it off a shelf in a mom-and-pop beauty supply store. So, yes, some of those formulas are altered. So that's why I keep it that way, with giving only certain amounts of certain things can go to consumers and certain things are simply for professionals. And then the second thing, it makes me exclusive. It makes it so that I'm not worried about being undercut in a retail store.
And getting out is not easy.
Yes, ma'am. If that's you, you can mute it or Oh yes, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yes, we're having a hard time hearing because of the background.
Hello?
Yes, that's
your
better.
Your background noise.
Hello?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Because I was
you're
trying to throw my girl off. You know, I'm trying to But yeah, any more questions about color? You want to know about the rest of my little old products? I got some Oregon oil.
I like saying
I got
color
some
too.
Scalp treatment. Yes, we know. Yes, ma'am. Yes, we know. And yes, ma'am, the clippers will be packed in the bag, okay? The clippers will be in the bag. Okay. As I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of my out-of-state clients. And yes, I do travel. Actually, I rather like traveling, actually, to go to different places and meeting different people and working with different people.
Oh, yes, indeed. Okay, caller, well, if you have any, do you have another question, or we're going to go to take some more calls?
Well, you got to take some more calls. I just love listening in.
Okay, definitely. Thank you. We do appreciate it. I'll actually keep your line open, so if you want to pop in and say something else, you're welcome to do so. Just, you know, if you, you know, turn the television back up, just mute your phone for us.
Okay.
You know,
that, sorry about that.
Definitely. Thank you. Oh, it's fine.
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and take some more. So like I said, if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that and you want to join the discussion, just give us a call at 929-477-3872 and then press 1 and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from your phone already, all you have to do is just press 1 and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Zimani Bordeaux of Slade Life LLC about all types of things about skincare, hair care, all of that. And, you know, if you want to know some, you want to get some great results, Zimani is the hair nerd you need to speak with. All right. So, again, if you're streaming from your phone, just press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, just press 1. It will bring you on.
Okay. While we're doing this, let me just say this part. Yes, I love hair. I love everything about it. I love the feel of it. I love making it do things that other people might not be able to make it do in the whole nine. But there is one thing that Zimani Bordeaux does not do. I don't braid. I do not braid. I have a slew of young women and some men that can braid their hind parts off. And I have absolutely, positively no problem with referring them to a very capable and qualified professional. But see, I like my cuticles. I like my cuticles. Plus the fact I have, you know, arthritis and stuff like that, so I can't do the crink crink. You get the braid and stuff, and then you get the crink crink. So yeah, But yes, if you need to be referred, yes.
Do you ever plan to go brick and mortar?
At the present moment, I am actually trying to find some investors and get some other funding because I did find a brick and mortar. I found a location in Charlotte. And it was funny because I was really in a position to where I could actually get it. And then, unfortunately, my identity was attacked. My identity was stolen and my accounts and things were attacked, so that kind of threw me for a loop. But, yes, I am still actively trying to pursue that particular brick and mortar in Charlotte on Monroe Road.
Wonderful.
Yes. Yes. I hope to be brick and mortar sometime very soon.
Okay, good.
I really hope to be brick and mortar sometime soon, yes. Because, I mean, this day and age, the time of the kitchen cosmetologist is over. And even though I have a whole area in my home where if you walk in there, you would think you walk into a whole shop, we still have that outbreak of coronavirus, and there's some people that still, you know. So even the ones that come to my house for their little consultation and things like that, yes, I have the digital. I have the digital thermometer. I have the mask. I have all that other good stuff. I got all the sanitizer in the world. But I would rather be able to help more than one person at a time. And I would love to be able to educate people, educate some professionals to what I do so that I can hire them, they can make money, and we can make this thing, we can do this thing. Because in this particular brick and mortar, I will be able to house almost every aspect of Slade life. I'll be able to, of course, have Slade hair, and that will be the salon. And then Body Love, which is, it's not just the products. It's also the fact that, you know, I do facials. I do massages. I do things of that nature. But it's much better to be able to have a brick and mortar because I don't have enough room to be able to do all that here. But that is the ultimate plan. I'm hoping to be able to do that before the end of this year. I was hoping I could do it before my birthday, but it didn't work out. But we're still going to plug at it, and we're still going to see if we can get up in that piece.
Oh, yes. True indeed. True indeed. Yeah, we'll make that happen. What about on Monroe Road, too, that you're looking 50, at?
5808 Monroe Road.
How close is that to Wendover? Or you don't know?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Because you're not
I'm
in
a New Yorker, baby.
Yeah.
I live in Concord.
Yeah, you live in Concord. So what?
But it's like I can see uptown. I can walk on the service road on Monroe Road, and you can see uptown from that building.
Okay, so you're closer to when it turns into 7th Street.
I do believe so. I think
so. Yeah, I believe Monroe Road turns into 7th Street. Are you let me just say this. Are you near Hawthorne Lane?
You calling out streets. You got to do landmarks. So for me, that would be the Starbucks. There's like this new little development they have over there, and there's a Starbucks over there. There's a couple of restaurants over there. They had just started opening up some restaurants. But let me
Is
see
it
if
a
I
Jersey
can
Mike's?
Remember.
A Jersey Mike's over there?
I'm not quite sure, dear. I am not quite sure because I haven't been over there in a minute because we're still working on trying to get the funding. And see, the beautiful part about it is the woman that actually owns it, she really wants me to have it because she used to do, she had Charlotte Therapeutic Spa there. And what she wanted and what her dream is for her to, she wanted me to actually take CTS. But I can't do that because when I came in and we found out what was going on and my realtor got in contact and we had the meeting, I already have my own business. I already have my own EIN. I already have everything. So pretty much there's nothing for me. I'm not going to give up mine so I can keep yours living. I'll incorporate yours into mine. But
yeah.
Only as far as your client list. So basically, So basically, I'm also trying to remember the directions for me to get there, so I can tell you what, give you a good landmark and a road and a street and all that other good stuff, so you will probably know where it is, because it's not that far from Independence. Because I know I would take Independence up.
Okay, so you're closer to Hawthorne Lane area, I believe. The way you're saying, yeah, okay, yeah, you're in that area of, okay, I know where you're at.
Okay. All right, so I'm trying to figure out, let me see. Yeah, it's still, yeah, we're going to have to hurry up and do all this good stuff, because it's for real, for real. But, yeah, let me see. Road. I'm looking at the map right now. Charlotte, the True Buddhist Society. Oh, Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses. Ain't that cute? Greenleaf Inn. Ash, did you ask me about Ashmore?
I don't think
Ashmore
I did.
Ashmore Drive. Okay, Ashmore
no,
Drive crosses over it. Hawthorne? Okay,
Ashmore.
No, I don't see that. I see a Glendora Drive. Nope. Okay. There's
no,
a
I said Wendover.
Systems in Ronnie Russ. Wendover? I don't see Wendover, really. I'm looking.
Okay.
No, I see Geraldine. I see Long Avenue. Idlewild. That's something I remember. That's something.
Oh,
that's
wait a minute. Idlewild. So you're on the Monroe Road near Idlewild.
Yeah, Idlewild. Yeah.
That's a ways from uptown. That's a while. That's
no,
a,
okay.
But yeah, I guess you said
can
you could
I please
see
tell
it,
you that's
you
what did. I was told.
Oh, I guess if you're in the top floor or something, you can see it.
And technically, I will be on the top floor. Slave Hair will be the first 250 square feet that you run into. It will be three chairs, two sinks, you know, not a little big thing. And then you can go up the stairs, and there's 2,000 square feet of the rest of it. Now, on one side, I'm going to have some suites because another thing I found that there are not enough quality suites out there for people like me, for those entrepreneurs. So those suites will probably, they will not even probably, they'll be fully furnished. They'll get their PPE. They'll have their towel service. There'll be a chair, a sink, a dryer, you know, things of that nature, and it'll be $1,100 a month.
Okay.
But they don't have to worry about towels. They won't have to worry about gloves, masks, and everything else because I got to get them anyway. I have to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have gloves. You have to have masks. You have to have all that other good stuff. The only thing I would request is really and truly not to use a chemical, but if they do, it's a suite. I don't care. They're not under my name. They're just renting they're just renting. But they will also be able to use and get my professional products and be able to use my professional products. And they'll be able to do that. But yes, I have plans, darling.
Oh, yes, true indeed, true indeed.
Wonderful,
okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
How do you feel about all natural hair?
Excuse me?
How do you feel about all natural hair?
I love it. I'm all natural, except for the fact that I decolorize, but yeah, I'm all natural. I love all natural hair. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. And it's easier
oh,
to
yes,
take
indeed.
Care of. Easier to take care of for me, because I remember back in them Revlon days, darling.
Yeah.
Sitting up there getting
dark
fried
and lovely.
And dyed and laid to the side. Yes, baby. I remember them days. Them days with ooh, child, them French perms. The French relaxer. No, baby. It doesn't burn. Sitting to scratch your head. Well, my head was itching. Really? I'm like 13. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Oh, and that's another thing, ladies and gentlemen. I do have to say this. As females, our bodies change all the time. Now, going from being a child to being a preteen to being a female, a woman, we're just going to put it to you that way. So it's going from innocence to the nastiness. And that's just how I call it. That chemical imbalance in the middle of all that other good stuff can cause issues, problems, and a whole lot of drama. Please, ladies. I understand that some of us have children that got some hair that you just want to go, oh, God, what did I do to get this? Please don't put no relaxer in no child's hair. If that child has not experienced their cycle yet, do not put a relaxer in their hair. You can run the risk of your child's hair, not only if you're not one of those people that is up to being in their kids and doing their kids' hair all the time and all that other good stuff, and then they get older and they get lazy and they don't want to do it, their hair is going to fall out. It can also be a chemical thing where their hair falls out because when they got the relaxer, they were a little girl. And then after they got the relaxer, they experienced their cycle. And then they wake up in the morning and their hair is on the pillow. And I've seen that too.
Oh, yeah.
So that's just a friendly reminder. Please don't put chemicals, please don't put grown chemicals in children's hair.
Yeah.
That's right, girl. Ciao.
All right. Well, we're gonna definitely, Zimani, I really appreciate everything you did tonight, giving everybody the lessons on everything. But we're gonna try to ask for one more quick round of phone calls, and then we're gonna wrap it up. So
okay. So again,
if you yes. So if you're streaming from your phone, all you got to do is just press one. It will bring you on. You know, last call, ask quick questions. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that and you don't have that number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872. And then press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Zimani Bordeaux of Slade Life LLC. So if you want to talk to her, press 1. Press 1 now. Speak now or hold your peace until the next time we have her on the show and you can ask questions. So,
Okay, you're so mean. Look, and I'm gonna be nice, y'all. First of all, he's not really that mean. I just want y'all to know. But if y'all can't get to call in for the reasons that were stated before, I'm at the job. I can't be doing that. Feel free to hit me up on Messenger. It's like way past my bedtime, but I do answer text. I answer those messages. Answer those messages. I have no problem with it. I love to talk about this. I could do this all day. And, yeah, I could do this all day, actually. There's one more thing I would like to bring up because I've noticed I'm not the only one person that goes through this. We are individuals. We are creative individuals, okay? Cosmetologists, barbers, all that other good stuff. Those people that have taken out the time or have been moved to do as I do with the natural ingredients, the essential oils, and all that other good stuff, we don't – our prices are our prices. And it's not just the simple fact that we know our worth. I know what I'm putting in my product. I know that there's organic everything in there. When you buy my hair grow product, you're going to see herbs and spices because a chick went and picked them out the garden, okay? She either went and picked them out the garden or she went to Whole Foods and she got them organic. The reason why the prices are the way they are is because with the products that I use, glass is the best way to go. There are some products that you can use plastic, but 9 times out of 10 to keep the continuity and keep everything from going, to keep it from going bad and all that other good stuff, glass is the way to go. No one's trying to rob anybody. We're not being overcharged. We're not overcharging you because that's what we feel like doing, because we feel that I stood up in my kitchen and I did this and I did that for XYZ and then I went and I jarred it and I did all that. I do this because I love doing it. But I have to price. If I could literally give it away, I think I really would. But because everything costs money, you have to charge. The services that I charge you for, the prices are reasonable than where you would go anywhere else and go get your hair fried with extremely hot tools and just ridiculous stuff that they're not taking into consideration why maybe your hair is thin or something of that nature. When you're getting personalized consultations and you're getting personalized products, there is a price that needs to be paid. And we're not trying to be funny and we're not trying to be greedy and we're not trying to break anybody's back. But what we're trying to do is compensate for what we put out. We have to bring it back. Because if we can't bring it back, I can't continue to do this. So I really can't, because they're not, nothing is cheap. And for my hair growth product, Jonathan, you know how much I charge for that, $6,515. Mm-hmm. But if one of my important, when the main ingredients up, you have to raise the price. I cannot tell you how many times I have been asked about that product, and when I tell them what the price is, oh, that's too expensive. What did you call me for? Do you really want your hair to grow back? Because, see, sweetie, I've got more than just those pictures, Jonathan, that I showed you. I recently, I mean as of March 29th, shaved all my hair off. So when you saw me on April 27th with that nice white hair, I had just lightened it. I shaved it off 29th of March, and I used my own product. And I use my own product, so I know it works. The only thing I'm asking is that when you see me at a vendor's event or when you contact me, please don't ask me lower my price, because I can't. It is literally not possible for me to stay in business. I charged the bare minimum, and I felt bad about all that. But guess what? Because I love doing this, I love being able to supply these things to people and for them to be able to get the help that they want. But there's a price that we all have to pay. And if you want quality, you're going to have to pay for quality. You want cheap stuff, you go to the five and dime. You want quality, you go to a department store. Those are your choices. You can go buy from Walmart or you can go buy from Macy's. These are the things that really need to be said so that people can understand. We're not trying to rob you. And I've seen products sort of like mine. I've seen scrubs. I haven't seen this body butter, but I saw this one particular scrub that a very close individual of mine who happens to be my acting business manager at this particular moment, she got sent some product, and we both were looking at it like, wait a minute, what's that? It was separating. The scrub was separating. So you see a whole bunch of clear stuff, and then it looks like an ombre, and then you see the other stuff in it. That's not how that's supposed to work. It's supposed to be mixed so it can be consistent, and the continuity of it will do what it's supposed to do. My products, I've had some products that I made back in 2019 that I happen to have found. They may have molded because at that point I was using real fruit. But my scrub, they didn't separate. You didn't see the sugar sitting by itself and then the rest of the stuff at the bottom of the container. My body butters, you didn't see layers of the different type of butters and things of that nature. You didn't see that. So I'm just going to say this again. Please respect the fact that as professionals, as business people, we have to charge. So you coming to me and asking me to lower my prices for any of the stuff that I'm charging you for, the answer is no. It's not just about knowing my worth. It's about knowing the worth of my product and what I spend on my product.
Well, definitely, Zimani, thank you. Before we wrap this up, could you plug all your stuff that people can get in touch with you on?
Right now we're going to do the Facebook, because the Zimani of the Bordeaux is on Facebook. Slade Hair is on It is on Facebook. Slade Life is on Facebook. I'm also Zamani underscore Bordeaux on Instagram at SladeXB, or I think it's Slade, S-L-Y-D underscore XB. That's my hair unit. That's on Instagram also. I have...
Oh, no, it sounded like you cut out, but I hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, so, yeah, that's also on Instagram. I also have, as you said before, SladeLife.net. That'll be up and running, and everything will be all together. So I'll be working on getting that taken care of. Keep sweet. And then, but in the meantime and in between time, until we get that all the rest of that funding and stuff like that, Zamani Bordeaux has some good old products sitting up in her storage room, in the refrigeration, waiting to be purchased. I've got some body butters. I've got some scrubs. I got green tea. I think I've got acai left. I have to go look, but I'll actually post that up later on when I do the inventory. I'll post that up when I do the inventory. That'll be up. The inventory list will be up tomorrow. Because we was doing, as you already know, Jonathan, we was doing some things. Me and the boy was doing some things today. So.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, I didn't get a chance to do it then. But I will be posting what I actually do have and how many of them. I can tell you that I do have a lot of that hair grow product. And I'm telling you, if you're having issues, please don't be ashamed. It is not a problem. I had thick, heavy hair when I was growing up to the point where my grandmother used to have to press it wet, put some grease on it while it's wet, take the hot comb, stick it in the grease, and then press my hair to keep it pressing. So I understand what it's like to go from having a whole head full of hair all the way down your back to having hair that it thins out. This is life. My situation was anesthesia. Yours could be something different. I'm here to help you. I'm not here to judge again. I'm not here to be like, ha ha, this chick is bald headed. No, chick, I cut all my hair off. I have a personal barber. Cut it off. Too hot. Okay?
Yes.
This is about self-love. This is about self-care. This is what we need to do because, baby, the stuff that not everything that's good to you is good for you. And just because the people on the TV said, oh, your skin is going to be this, 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 and this, I can personally tell you. Yeah, you may say that, but why do I still have to go back to Vaseline? Okay? Why if I put your lotion on that you're telling me that will hydrate my skin for 24 hours, I have to go back and mix it. The next time I use it, I got to mix it with Vaseline to make it work. Nah, baby. That's why I use the butters and the oils and all that good stuff because it's not healthy for you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, definitely, Zamani.
So
thank
love,
you for sharing
again,
all your...
Thank you. And thank you for, thank you, honestly. Honestly, Jay, I really do appreciate the fact that you believe in me and my product and my cause and my business. You have always been my ever since we met, you've been my dude. You've been my ride or die. You've been my support. You have always backed me in everything I did. Thank you. And I do appreciate my little special.
Definitely. Thank you. Let me throw some claps on it for myself, too.
Yeah, throw some
not
claps
a button
on it for
work.
Yourself, baby. You don't
hey, there we go.
Claps. Here we go.
Yay,
Jay.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay, that guy named Jay. Yay, some guy named Jay.
Now, I just want to say to all the people streaming that have a business, a product, service, a brand, and you need some promotion just like I do promotion for Zamani's business, you're welcome to contact me, and I'll definitely help get you out there and have you featured on more podcasts and websites and – you know, and make the connections and things for you so you don't have to do all the legwork yourself. Just hit me up. You know, Zamani's a good testimony, of my services. And,
yeah.
Yeah, so reach out. Yes. So if you need to use me to get your products out there, get the word out, hit me up, and I'm affordable too. I'm not going to break you in the head, you know.
No, he is not. I promise you. Trust me when I tell you, people, this man is very reasonable and worth every single solitary dime. He really earns his money. He really
yes.
earns
All
his
right.
money.
Yes, yes.
All right, Jay.
Oh,
you know I love
definitely.
You, but the boy is caught.
Oh, yes. Definitely, definitely.
He's getting
and I want to say, I want to say, caller, you can also join us in the Blacktopia Facebook group if you're not a member. You know, we'd love to have you if you're on social media.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
Definitely, Zimani, hook her up if she can't find it.
Of course, I will.
Definitely, definitely. All right, thank you all for streaming. You guys don't got to go home, but you got to get off this thing. Good night.
Good night, lovies.
Good night.